This webcast is made possible in part by support from the listener members of the Classical Network, WWFM and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support.
Hello and welcome to Sounds Choral, a program that seeks to present the vast body of choral repertoire in a way that is intelligible, relevant, entertaining, and uplifting. I'm your host, James Jordan, conductor at Westminster Choir College. On today's program, I am happy to preview an exciting new disc to be released in 2 weeks on the GIA Choral Works label recorded by the Westminster Williamson Voices with your host conducting. The disc will be in worldwide distribution in late spring on all major outlets, but will be available in 2 weeks at giamusic.com for pre-order. The disc is titled Olailo, Sunrise Mass, and contains not only the new string orchestra version of his stunning Sunrise Mass, but other choral works. The CD was recorded in the astounding acoustic of the Cathedral Basilica of Saints Peter and Paul in Philadelphia. Olailo is one of the most frequently performed composers in the choral world. An accomplished pianist, improvisations over his own published choral pieces have become a trademark of his collaborations. Although Norwegian by birth, it is perhaps Ola's adopted country of America that has influenced the composer's distinctive sound world the most, evolving a style that is often described as cinematic and evocative, with a lush, harmonious sound. Ola grew up in a musically eclectic home listening to classical, jazz, pop, and folk, a broad background he later incorporated into his classical composition studies at the Juilliard School, the Royal College of Music in London, and currently as a New York City freelance-based composer. He is especially inspired by the improvisational art of film composer Thomas Newman, jazz legends Keith Jarrett and Pat Metheny, glass artist Dale Chihuly, and architect Frank Gehry. Ola's albums include best-selling Olailo and Winter Songs on the Decca Classics label, featuring Tenebrae, Voces 8, the Choir of Royal Holloway, and now the Westminster Williamson Voices. For more information, please visit olailo.com or find Ola on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Ola's name is spelled GJEILO.com. I'll say that again, GJEILO.com for those of you who want more information on this incredible composer. The music of Olailo has clearly established its place in the choral canon for very good reason. While there is an incredible luminescence and compelling honesty within his music, if we allow it to work its magic, his music continues past initial listening to resonate around our interior selves, bringing beauty, affirmation, comfort, and sound within us. His musical language is direct and compelling, but it is his sound world that moves us deeply. The directness of his sound world and his gift for meaningful melody are parts of the musical alchemy that have touched millions around the world. If we allow ourselves to be resonators of the music we sing, I suppose, that constant reverberation within us will create a color of sound that is as unique as the colors in a beautiful sunrise. On this recording, I have decided to include other works by Mendelssohn, Durafle, and Mersenic, which you will not hear today on this program, but certainly reflect directly the beauty of Ola's music. The title of this CD, Sunrise Mass, was chosen not only because that is the major work that is included on this recording, but also to hopefully represent the journey of each listener to hear new worlds of colors in each of the selections on the disc. My introduction to Olailo was at a rehearsal at a National ACDA National Honors Choir with my dear friend Gary Graydon. He was premiering the Spheres at that convention. Prior to that time, I had not heard of this composer, nor did it kind of matter, actually. The magical sound world of Spheres revealed a new sound world to me, and I went on to do several performances that year of the piece in its first a cappella version. Truth be told, it was my students who kept on pressing me to perform the Sunrise Mass. I was unprepared for the impact that the work would make not only on us, but on our audiences as well. It then became a slight obsession that I wanted to record the string orchestra version of the work and imagined what the Westminster Williamson Voices could bring to the sound table for such a recording. Olailo and I met in New York and discussed what other works might also be on this CD. Our discussion centered upon three settings of Ubi Caritas and Ave Generosa, and much later in the CD, Spotless Rose. My wishes became his, and you hear the fruits of our conversation in this program. Any music, if composed with the right heart and musical language, can move us to higher human ground. Daniel Barenboim states in the following in his book on connection in music, "The power of music lies in its ability to speak to all aspects of the human being." This has been our experience living with the music and for me, allowing this choir to resonate these sounds in the most honest way we possibly could. Yilo's music allows us to connect to a vast worldless world that speaks directly to each one of us in a deeply personal way. His music is a gift to us, and hopefully will be a gift to you listening today. All of the music on this recording connected itself to us and tethered each piece one to another. And for that reason, and all the reasons above, we are excited to share the magic we felt through sounding all these pieces in this recording. You will now hear the entire Sunrise Mass in its four movements. First, before you listen to the Mass, let's listen to notes that were written by the composer. Olaiyilo writes, "The reason I used English titles, seemingly unrelated to the mostly Latin text for the movements in this setting of the Mass, is mainly to do with the initial idea behind Sunrise. I wanted the musical development of the Mass to go from the most transparent and spacey to something completely earthly and grounded, from nebulous and pristine to more emotional and dramatic, and eventually warm and solid as a metaphor for human development from child to adult, or as a spiritual journey. I always want there to be a positive evolution in the artistic expressions, to move everything forward, to transcend conflict and dissonance, by going through it, not avoiding it. Ideally, it has the capacity to bring us deeper into ourselves rather than the other way. I really do think that the main point of art, and I hope with all my heart, that a sliver of that sentiment comes out in this piece, somehow, some way." And now, the four movements of the Olaiyilo Sunrise Mass. First movement, the spheres. Second movement, sunrise. Third movement, the city. Followed by the final movement, Identity in the Ground, sung by the Westminster Williamson Voices and conducted by your host today, James Jordan. You've just heard the Olaiyilo Sunrise Mass from a new CD titled Sunrise Mass, performed by the Westminster Williamson Voices with your host today, James Jordan, as the conductor. Now let us sample some more tracks from this CD, hearing three settings of the text Ubi Caritas. A brief background about these three different arrangements by the composer. Ubi Caritas has been one of my most performed and popular pieces since it was performed in 2001. As with Maurice Duriflé's beautiful Ubi Caritas from 1960, this setting also draws inspiration from the Gregorian chant tradition. While reflective of the chant style, this composition is entirely original and is not based on any chants. Ubi Caritas 2 is closely related to my Ubi Caritas, reimagining some of the same material, such as the main theme from the first piece. Ubi Caritas 2 is, in one sense, a sunnier version of its prequel. And finally, Sacred Heart Ubi Caritas 3 is a setting of the second stanza from the three stanza Ubi Caritas text. While Ubi Caritas 2, Through the Infinite Ages, partly played around with some of the material from my first Ubi Caritas, this is a completely independent work from the other two, content-wise, and also deploys a string quartet as the accompanying medium. So now, let's listen to all three settings of Ubi Caritas by composer Olaiyilo.
Ubi Caritas et Omnes.
You've just heard three settings of the text Ubi Caritas by composer Olajilo, sung by the Westminster Williamson Voices on a new release conducted by your host for today, James Jordan. We now move to a very vastly different piece from what you've just heard, the Ave Generosa of Olajilo. Ave Generosa was composed actually for women's choir to a text by one of my favorite poets of all time, Hildegard von Bingen, and later arranged for SATB, which you will hear on this recording. The composition contains only original material and does not incorporate or quote any of the von Bingen chants. Ave Generosa was first commissioned by the Norwegian Girls Choir in 2011, while the SATB version was commissioned by Cantorai in Denver in 2017. So now, listen to the Ave Generosa, composed by Olajilo, sung by the Westminster Williamson Voices, conducted by your host today, James Jordan. That was the Ave Generosa, composed by Ola Ilo. On today's Sounds Choral program, you have heard tracks from a new CD of the music of Ola Ilo, plus other composers, performed by the Westminster Williamson Voices with your host, James Jordan. The disc will be available in 2 weeks online at giamusic.com and later in the spring on all major outlets. Sounds Choral is produced at the studios of WOWFM, the Classical Network, David Osenberg producer. I'm your host, James Jordan, from Westminster Choir College. You can listen to any recent Sounds Choral program by going to our website, wwfm.org, and clicking on Classical and Webcasts. You can also support programming like this with a donation and membership at our website. Thank you so much for listening to this new recording in this program. Sounds Choral is an exclusive production of the award-winning Classical Network and wwfm.org.